Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. You know what that means. It's church tonight. We look forward to our midweek service here this evening at Bible Baptist Church. And we're continuing our study in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll be looking at the mystery of godliness, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16. And what a great, great verse of scripture that is. You know, there's some great 3:16s in the Bible. Years ago, I preached a series on Wednesday nights about the 3:16s in the Bible. John 3:16, of course, is probably the most well-known, but 2 Timothy 3:16. Is a great verse, and 1 Timothy 3:16 is a great verse, and 1 John 3:16 is a great verse. There's so many, and what a great study that is. But we look forward to our service tonight, 7 o'clock, right here at Bible Baptist Church. If you don't have a place to be, come on out and join us. We have a wonderful, wonderful time together on Wednesday evenings. And then, of course, we're looking forward to the Lord's Day on Sunday and what God will do for us there. But we sure enjoy the midweek service. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to, a couple places, Hebrews 11, let's start there, okay? I'm going to tell you Galatians 2:20, which is, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hebrews 11 and verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Romans 10 and verse number 17 tells us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, let's consider that verse in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. You know what that reminds me? It reminds me that I have to remind myself every day of my helplessness. I'm dead. I have to die daily. Yet I'm alive. How? Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me, and Christ desires to live through me. And we have to be confident of that, that I'm dead. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. That's the power of faith. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, accepting the fact, knowing the fact that Christ lives in me doesn't change me. Belief changes me. You see, believing in Christ's substitutionary death on the cross gives me justification. Believing in his life in me will provide me with sanctification. Faith saves, and faith produces change. Faith is a requirement to salvation. But faith is also a requirement when it comes to changing our life. Not faith in yourself, not faith in your church, but faith in Jesus Christ himself. He loved me and gave himself for me. If I have the faith that he can save my soul and forgive my sin, I also have to have faith that he can change me. Now, let's help here. What exactly is faith? I know you have all kinds of definitions, and someone says, well, faith is taking God at his word. And it is. Faith is obeying God's revealed will at all times. And that's true. But faith... we learn in the RU program, which I enjoy their definition, it says it's the personal measurement. Faith is the personal measurement of my level of confidence in what Christ has done and will do in, through, and for me. In other words, I'm doing what I'm doing because I believe the result will be exactly what God says it will be. And every time I do that, it produces a greater measure of faith. God's acceptance of us cannot be obtained by what we've done. And it cannot be lost by what we fail to do. We're accepted by God when we place our faith in Jesus Christ and what he did for us on the cross. And then faith in his guidance and faith in his living in me to live a holy life. That's sanctification. Faith, a personal measurement of my level of confidence in what Christ can and will do in, through, and for me. Now, number two, faith depends on its object. I hear people say, well, I have faith. Faith in what? Nobody just has faith. Faith has to have an object. Faith is 100% dependent on the object in which you're placing your faith. I sit in a chair right now as I deliver the broadcast. And I have faith in the chair to hold me up. You see, faith as an object, it's this chair. Well, as Christians, we place our faith in God. The Bible never just says have faith, it says have faith in God. And so I have faith in God and how he says my life ought to be managed. If I don't have faith in God and his way of doing things, then I have a form of godliness, but I deny the power thereof. You see, my faith in Christ alone is to save me and to lead me. Now, faith, personal measurement of my level of confidence in what Christ has done and will do in, through, and for me. Faith is dependent on its object. My faith must be in God. The depth, number three, the depth of my faith is determined by the depth of my knowledge of the object in which we place our faith. So if I want more faith in God, then I have to increase my knowledge of God. Where do I increase my knowledge of God? What's in the Bible? Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. My knowledge of God grows as I read the Bible and study the Bible, as I'm under the teaching and preaching of the word of God. That will cause my faith in God to grow. If a fella just comes up and asks me if I have a dollar to lend him, I can lend him a dollar. I don't know the man. I don't have any background with the man. But if someone comes up and wants to borrow $1,000, well now, wait a minute. I better know you before I loan you that kind of money. I'm going to have to know you. Now, there's some men in this church I would gladly give that to. Now they'll all come calling me. But listen, I know them. And when I know them, I can exercise more faith in them based on that knowledge. You say, why do I have so little faith in God, Pastor? Well, maybe it's because you know so little about him. As long as God asks for little, we just give him the dollar. But when God begins to ask for the 10,000 or 1,000, we're unwilling to give it. What God can do for us and through us is not limited by him. It is limited by us. We must recognize the power of faith in our life. You will never sacrifice more to God than you trust God. You'll never sacrifice more to God than you trust God. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our ability to please God is directly related to our faith in him. When we desire our will over God's will, we're not exercising faith. God points out something for us to do or somewhere for us to go, and we immediately doubt our ability to do it. He tells us something needs to change, a habit needs to be broken, and we say, I can't do that. And we choose our will over his will. At that moment, we stop exercising faith. See, we often want God's favor to us before we increase our faith in him. But really, it works the other way around. We don't get the reward, then the faith. We get faith, then the reward. We don't see and then believe. We believe, and then we shall see. You see, and that is all determined by our knowledge of God. Because, let me give you a fourth statement. Faith is an action word. It's not passive. Faith says, I'm going to do what's right. You see, the book of James follows the book of Hebrews. And James there tells us in James 2 and verse number 17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Well, show me thy faith without thy works. I will show thee my faith by my works. So we understand our outward actions reveal our inner faith. Work here simply means effort. Effort doesn't change us. Effort doesn't save us. Effort is a byproduct of our faith. Faith without works, faith without effort, is dead. In Matthew 14, Peter walks on the water. Remember, Lord, if it's you, bid me come to you on the water. Peter's faith was put into action by his immediate obedience to the call of Jesus. Now, later on in Matthew 14 and verse 30 and 31, Peter began to sink. Why? His eyes weren't on Jesus anymore. Remember, the Bible says when he saw the waves and the wind and they were boisterous. But when he kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked on water, my friend. But when he looked at the circumstances around him, well, then he began to sink. And doesn't that teach us that when we get our eyes off Jesus, our faith will begin to waver? Our faith is in Christ alone. Hebrews tells us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we keep our eyes on Christ. We keep our eyes on Him. Our faith is in Christ alone. We have faith in His shed blood on the cross for our justification, that we receive His righteousness. But we also trust Him for our sanctification. That I am dead, not just to the penalty of sin, but I'm dead to the power of sin. My new identity is Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. Oh, what a salvation this, that Christ liveth in me. Now I must believe that and exercise my faith in that truth. Remember, Mark 9:23, all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible. Oh, my friend, faith, the power of faith, not just for salvation, but for sanctification. Not just for victory from the penalty of sin, but victory over the power of sin in our lives. Nobody has to be a slave to sin anymore. There's victory in Christ, and we win it by faith. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Faith, the personal measurement of my level of confidence in what Christ has done and will do in, through, and for me. And my faith is always in God. It's in Christ. And the more I know Him, the more I trust Him. And faith is always active, not passive. Well, I hope you'll unleash the power of faith in your life today. Faith in God. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, I'm Brother Slaybaugh. And remember, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.